Thursday, 6:30 p.m. at home. At first, I was going to keep the dogs a secret from Brianna. Mainly because she has a nasty habit of blabbing any and everything to Mom and Dad. But there was no way I was going to be able to hide 8 dogs from Mom and Dad without a little help. I didn't have a choice but to trust her. Do you want to know the only thing more exhausting than taking care of Brianna? Taking care of 7 little Briannas with bigger ears and more hair on their backs. So it was no surprise when they fell completely head over heels in love with each other at first sight.
I love Holly and her adorable puppies.
I didn't realize how much she and the puppies had in common. Number 1, they're really loud and smell funny. Number 2, they're wiggly, messy, and like following me around the house. Number 3, they could use some additional potty training. And number 4, they can get away with practically anything because they're so ridiculously cute. They're like sisters and brothers from another mother. However, the downside is that now Brianna is pestering me nonstop about playing with the doggies. I was in the kitchen doing my geometry homework when she walked in.
Nikki, can I let the doggies out of their cage and play with them for a little while? Please, 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 please!
Not until I finished my homework, Brianna. If you let them out of their cage, you have to keep a close eye on the puppies, or else they'll get into trouble. Brianna pondered what I'd just said and tapped her chin in thought.
Trouble? Like, what kind of trouble? She asked.
Brianna, if you let the dogs out of their cage, they can get into all sorts of trouble, okay?
So, do you mean trouble like tearing up the pillows, digging up Mom's plant, and pooping in Dad's favorite chair?
She asked casually and then batted her eyes all innocent-like. I turned and stared at my little sister in disbelief.
Brianna, don't tell me you let the dogs out of their cage?
I groaned as I slammed my book shut.
There was just no way I was going to finish my homework while babysitting 9 unruly animals.
Okay, if you don't want me to tell you that I let the dogs out of their cage, then I won't. Can I have a cookie?
Brianna quipped.
OMG, I was so mad at Brianna that I wanted to release all my frustration by screaming into a pillow. But I couldn't because the puppies were busily pulling every ounce of stuffing out of each one. Cotton was scattered everywhere. It looked like there had been a major snowstorm right in the family room. That's when Brianna pointed and said,
Nikki, look at this mess. It's a puppy pillow fight, and the pillows are losing.
Just great, I sighed.
Okay, Brianna, here's your chance. You can take care of the dogs while I clean up this mess. If Mom and Dad see this, I'm dead meat.
Thank you, Nikki,
Brianna squealed.
I'm gonna be the best doggy sitter ever. I got lots of practice taking care of Rover the fish a few weeks ago, remember?
How could I forget?
Please, don't remind me, I exclaimed. Just take the dogs up to my room and keep them out of trouble. And don't forget the doggy snacks. You're going to need them, I said, handing her a box of doggy donuts.
Brianna tossed one into her mouth and chewed.
Yum! It's bacon and cheese. I love these things.
They're not for you, silly. If you offer the pups a doggy snack, they'll follow you anywhere.
Oh, I knew that.
Brianna grinned sheepishly.
Who wants a doggy snack?
She asked, waving one in the air. The dogs immediately stopped unstuffing the pillows and happily scampered up the stairs after Brianna and the doggy snack. I have to admit, it was really nice to have a little me time away from Brianna and the dogs. Frantically restuffing and sewing pillows while pricking my fingers bloody was actually a lot easier than trying to entertain 8 rambunctious dogs and 1 bratty little sister. But 45 minutes later, as I was finishing up, I was suddenly overcome with paranoia. At first, I thought I was feeling faint due to the loss of blood, but I couldn't exactly put my finger on it. Probably because they were numb from being poked with the needle over and over. Something was just wrong. Finally, I figured it out. It's quiet. Too quiet, I muttered to myself. Brianna is up to something. That's when I raced toward the stairs. Brianna, what are you doing with the dogs? I yelled on my way up, but there was no reply. You'd better answer me, or else. At the top of the stairs, I found a sign, sloppily written in red crayon. It was Brianna's handwriting.
Quiet, please. Welcome to Miss Bree's Paw Spa.
There was yet another sign farther down the hall that said,
Sorry, no humans allowed. This means you, so please go away.
Of course, I decided to totally ignore her very rude and unprofessional signs. I had a good mind to report Paw Spa to the Better Business Bureau, but I digress. I followed the sound of classical spa music toward Brianna's bedroom. That's when I noticed that Mom's battery-powered candles gently lit the hallway, while the floor had been sprinkled with flower petals for dramatic effect. Wow, Brianna really went all out for this make-believe spa, I thought. The pink rose petals are actually a nice touch. But she didn't stop at just the roses. A few feet down the hall, she had scattered lilacs and gardenias. Wait a minute, I frowned. Where did she get these? For some reason, they looked awfully familiar. Okay, I was starting to get nervous. Near my bedroom door, I saw scattered leaves, shrubbery, twigs, and roots? Which made me very worried. But I totally lost it when I saw the fresh dirt and confused worms scattered over Mom's new rug. Brianna's bedroom door was locked, so I pounded on it with my fists.
Brianna!
I screamed.
I can't believe you completely mutilated Mrs. Wallabanger's prize-winning flower garden!
That's when a strange little woman wearing fake diamond cat eye glasses, a long scarf, a kitty paint apron filled with Mom's spa essentials collection, 6 sizes too big red heels, and way too much makeup and jewelry, very cautiously opened Brianna's door and poked her head out. She glared at me, scrunched up her nose, and hissed. I couldn't believe my eyes. It was Miss Bree-Bree? Also known as Madam Bree-Bree, fashionista hairstylist to the stars. And now, apparently the owner of the trendy new Paw Spa for non-humans. She stared at me as I stared at her. I knew right then and there that I was in for a very long night.